Jadalyn, Alyssa, Amelia, and Erica. Welcome to our Even If You Miss podcast. This week, we are really excited about our topic, money. Knowing about money can really help us to set up for our future. Today, we are exploring and talking about a real-life skill that can help us if we learn more about it at the youngest of ages. We are talking about finances and how kids of all ages can learn about it to start to manage it.
We researched a few different people on how to teach kids about money, and our favorites were Dave Ramsey, who is a giant in the finance industry. We also listened to a podcast called Make Your Kid a Money Master, and we learned a lot from their ideas as well. Now it's our turn to talk about money and become money masters so that in the future we are not broke because we are spending too much money.
Kids can handle more information than you think. We are very capable to talk and learn about money from the age of preschoolers all the way up. Parents take their kids to the grocery store all of the time, but often don't include the kid in making decisions over sales, coupons, cost, and choices of food. The next time you go to the grocery store, ask your mom and dad about why they chose those apples over the ones on the next shelf. You might learn that these types of apples are 2-for-1, which means you can buy 2 apples for the price of 1, while the green apples on the next shelf cost a little more. This will teach kids at a young age how to look for sales, compare coupons, or spend on a budget.
Dave Ramsey talks about the importance of teaching kids how to earn money, but then how to plan for how they will spend their money. He challenges kids to set up 3 clear jars so they can see the money. When we earn our money, we need to make the decision as to how we will split the money up so that we are not always spending it all as soon as we get it. The 3 jars are labeled. The first jar is labeled spending. This jar is what you use to spend on whatever you want, as long as you have enough money. The second jar is labeled given. This jar has the money that you as a kid decide to save to give away someday. You may want to use it to give back to your parents or a charity or your siblings. It is your choice where you will give your money. This teaches the importance of service and giving to others in need. Eventually, we will see how giving also makes us feel really good. The third jar is labeled savings. This is a jar that holds the amount of money you'll save every time you earn money. You can save this money for a trip, or invest it, or for something bigger that you may want to buy. It is important for parents to teach us to invest in things we love, and the importance of saving and earning money.
Having physical money for kids to handle and pay for things is also really important. We need to see the value in the money that we are spending or earning. We also need to connect the work we did in order to get that money in the first place. We also need to know what we should be saving for. We can learn about investing at the youngest of ages and maybe invest in something right now. Can you imagine how much money we would make if we invested when we were 8 and knew about investments? We also need to learn about budgeting and that money doesn't really grow on trees.
Budgeting is looking at our total money that we make each week and realizing how we spend it. Whether we spend too much and whether we are saving any money. Get your parents to show you how to set up a budget each month, and we think you will be amazed at how it can help us to learn about money and how to save it to get what we really want or need. We can handle this knowledge. Remember, if we are going to make a difference in this world, we need to start right now.
Parents, if you are listening, try to set an example for your kids and talk about the money that you have coming into your pockets and going out of your pockets so that we have a role model. Kids, ask your parents about finances. We need to know that stuff costs money. When parents pay, kids need to see the money and understand the value or cost. Plus, paying with cash instead of credit cards help parents keep their credit card balances down too. It's a win-win for all of us. We need to learn the dangers of credit cards and debt right now so that we don't end up with it when it's riskier, like when we are adults.
Another thing we found out was that parents should teach us to weigh decisions like what will happen if we decide to spend all of our money on something. For example, your mom or dad might say, if you buy this video game, then you won't have enough money to buy the pair of shoes you really want.
Remember, moms and dads, don't just give us money for breathing. Pay us based on the chores we do. There's a really good book that Dave Ramsey wrote with his daughter about this topic called Smart Money, Smart Kids that we are going to look at to present in our lunch and learn in our school.
We also need to know how to be happy with what we have. We don't always need the best of everything, and learning about money will help us see this. Help us set up a bank account and teach us how to start saving for college.
We also need to learn about interest. Interest on your money is a magical thing. Interest is what the bank charges you for borrowing money or what you can earn from the bank for leaving money in your account. Don't worry if you don't understand what interest is. Just ask your parents. We think they'll be impressed that you even asked.
Lastly, we should learn to figure out how to make money. We have lots of time in the summer break from school where we can have fun and maybe make some money too. Ask your parents to help you find a job so that you can put more money into your spending, savings, and giving jars.
Well, that's a lot of information. We hope that if you have learned anything from this podcast, it is that you need to start to learn and to think about how we spend and earn money at the youngest of ages, so that we aren't confused when we're adults. We are never too young to learn about the most important life skills.